You see that Moshe Rabbeinu became angry with the Reuven Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe because they decided that they're going to remain on the other side of the Yarden. And of course, that was something that Moshe feared, that the anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had against Klal Yisrael was never going to abate, because there were two aspects of Hashem's anger against Klal Yisrael. And then even after they take the oath that they're going to go fight first, you know, to cross over the Jordan, you see they put the order of what was important to them backwards. First they said they're going to build pens and stables for their animals, and then cities for their children. It's like, what are your priorities? Like, what are you thinking of? That you're going to first worry about the fair, you're going to worry about the horse, but the people you're not going to worry about. So Moshe Rabbeinu corrected them and reminded them what has to be their priorities, and then he accepted what it was that they were going to say. So it teaches us a big, big Musar Haskel in terms of, number one, how the Seder begins. We're talking about oaths and vows, and how important they are, because that's what distinguishes man from the animal kingdom, that man is a medaber. Our words have to mean something. Our thoughts have to be formulated in a certain way so that when we finally speak, what comes out of our mouth makes sense and is meaningful. And sometimes we see that our rabbonim and our leaders, as Moshe did here with Reuven Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, they have to give hadracha, they have to give advice and guidance to people. And this happened, and then Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe listened, and they fought until the land of Israel had its Kedusha. And then once the land had its Kedusha, it had a Mashiach, it drew people. There was a certain power to the land, from the Kedusha of the land, that Klal Yisrael was able to benefit from. Of course, in our days, we see that Eretz Yisrael is getting built up again, but it's not built up. It's not considered built up. Yerushalayim is not considered rebuilt until the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt and the Avodah is restored in the Beis Hamikdash. So let's hope that the Mashiach of the land, that the land of Israel, continues to draw us and pull us closer into its orbit. And all these words and all these prayers that we've been saying all the years during the 3 weeks, leading up to the 9 days, the Shavuot, Shacholbo, and on Tisha B'Av itself, that should have meaning to us, that we say that we're crying that the Beis Hamikdash isn't rebuilt yet. May we really mean it with all of our hearts, and then may HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer our prayers to build the Beis Hamikdash and bring a world of peace for us and for all mankind.
Amen. Amen.
Rabbi